The Breakfast Club.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, January 26th goes to former Houston police officer Tem Dean Pham. I think I pronounced that right. All fam, no flam, like the Young King Lil Boss says. 843 all day. Drop on the clues bonds for the 843, damn it. Now, Tem Pham just resigned his post at the Houston Police Department after 18 years on the force. Why did Tem Pham resign? Well, he was a part of the insurrection that happened on the Capitol building on January 6th, or as Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it.
Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
I'll grow up tomorrow, I promise. Okay. By the way, Chuck Schumer, my brother, if Donald J. Trump is inciting erections, then you have looked at the picture of him in those shorts playing tennis one too many times, okay? If you want to see Donald John Trump do the busted challenge, just say that, Chuck Schumer. Anyway, Tem Pham is very disturbing that the people who are supposed to protect and serve are on the wrong side of history, okay? But hey, am I surprised? Absolutely not. All right, we keep acting like police brutality, police misconduct, unarmed shootings of black and brown people are isolated incidents. No! It's all part of a wicked, corrupt system full of wicked, corrupt people who don't give a damn about me, you, your black-ass mama, and your black-ass cousin, too. Okay, I was in Jersey City yesterday, and some cops pulled up beside me to say what's up, and they told me that they know I be talking about cops, but they listen every morning, so salute to them. All right, dropping the clues bombs for those cops I saw in Jersey City yesterday. I know that all cops aren't bad, okay, but if you aren't using your blue privilege, if you aren't using your privilege as an officer to combat police brutality, and you're standing by silently watching all this injustice happen, you are complicit, okay? And silence is complicity, sir. But the problem with officers is they are scared to speak out, because if they do, then they end up like our good sister Carrie L. Horn. Okay, you know Carrie L. Horn. She was fired after almost 20 years on the force in Buffalo for doing what police officers should do, and that's upholding the law and protecting life, because she stopped one of her fellow officers from doing to a young man what that devil Derek Chauvin did to George Floyd. Okay, rest in peace to George Floyd. You speak up, you lose your job, and end up fighting for your pension like Carrie L. Horn. By the way, Carrie L. has started her hearing for her pension, and it resumes on the 26th of February. Okay, but we need more of her and less Tem Pham. Now, I told y'all why he resigned, because he clearly was one of the diversity hires of Vanilla ISIS. But the reason he's getting donkey today is because, according to federal agents, on January 12th, Tem Pham said during an interview with federal agents that he only stopped by the Capitol building on January 6th to check out some historical art. I repeat, he said he stopped by the Capitol building on January 6th. The only reason he was there was to check out some historical art. I swear, if the ignorance of Americans wasn't so entertaining, I would hate it here. Let's go to KHOU CBS 11 for the report, please.
Tem Pham charged for his role in the storming of the Capitol 2 weeks ago.
He went to see the last speech that President Trump was giving, and then ultimately ended up getting swept up in the crowd that moved from the speech down the mall to the Capitol.
Nicole DeBord says her client, Tem Pham, wants to disassociate himself from what took place at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Pham is facing two federal charges. His attorney says Pham was simply an onlooker.
Well, there were so many people. He couldn't hear what was being said. He couldn't see the things that we've all now seen on video. And he is ashamed to have been anywhere near what went on.
But according to his criminal complaint, FBI investigators say Pham allegedly told them he was in D.C. for business reasons. Inside his deleted photo album on his phone, agents say they found pictures and videos of Pham inside the Capitol building.
Mm-mm. You got to eat that, Pham. Okay? You can't act like you didn't know the vibes. Some of us don't know the vibes, so you can't just say, you know the vibes, because we don't know. But you knew. Okay? This is America. This is who we have on the streets protecting and serving us. Not only does he not give a damn about us because he's a brainwashed Vietnamese man who clearly has bought all the way in on white supremacist ideologies. You are a minority, sir, but you have bought in on white supremacist ideologies. But not only does he not care about us, he's just a poor decision maker. He can't even lie correctly. You just so happen to stop by the Capitol building on the day of the erection just so you could check out the art? Okay, meanwhile, I'm looking at a picture of you in the Capitol with a big-ass flag that says Trump 2020, no more BS. Tem Pham, Fam, listen to me, okay? You would have been better off saying you went to the Capitol because you heard it was going to be mad erections there, and as a gay man, you wanted to attend. Anything is better than I wanted to check out the art, okay? Let me play white devil's advocate with you for 1 second, fam. Okay, let's just say I believe you. All right, you came to the Capitol to check out the art. The riot outside didn't sway you from coming in. Okay, when you started to see the members of Al Cracker and Vanilla ISIS bum rushing the door and beating people up and tearing stuff up, nothing clicked in your head that maybe, just maybe, today isn't the day to view art? Fam, if you came there just to view art, why did you bring your team, the losing team's paraphernalia, huh? Explain the Trump flag, Tam, fam. See, this is stupid. And he deserves all the credit he's getting for being stupid, but he's also a liar. And from one Asian Joe Coy to another Asian.
Man, you are a liar, and you've always been a liar.
That's right. And this is dangerous because this is someone who worked as a police officer for the past 18 years. 18 years. You know how much crime he's probably committed towards his own people, minorities? He's a minority, okay? This is America. Please give Tam Tham the biggest hee-haw. Come on, fam.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.